The information presented is for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are not necessarily the opinions of any Daikin company. This information should not be confused for accounting, legal, medical, or other professional advice. Please seek advice from a qualified professional for any specific questions.
Welcome to the Accelerated HVAC Success Program. My name is Ben Middleton, National Sales Training Manager for the Daikin, Goodman, and Amana brands. Today, I am joined here with John Anderson, founder of Silver Bullet Price Pages. John, thank you so much for coming here and joining us. How in the world did you get into founding Silver Bullet Price Page?
Hey, man. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me here today. This is really great fun. I started Silver Bullet about 7 years ago. It was after I retired from a manufacturing gig. I was working for another manufacturer, forgive me. And after leaving them, I was sitting there one day and I felt like I didn't want to play golf. I'm not very good at golf, and I just really didn't have any pleasure in doing nothing. So I had this idea hit me, and it hit me like a rock. I mean, it was like it came in full form, and it was the idea of creating a software tool that would help contractors to sell more effectively at the kitchen table. And I mean, I just ran with it, and it's been the best decision that I ever made in my life. I'm having so much fun with this little company of mine, Silver Bullet.
Well, and thank you again for being here. And it's great that you've been able to help so many contractors, but we hear, both of us hear all the time, that finding good people is probably one of the number one problems that contractors have in the industry. Why do you think that's so?
I'll tell you this. There's nothing new about that. I mean, I've been in the industry for, 47 years, mm-hmm. and it's always been that way, right? It's kind of like heating and air is sort of the best kept secret in the world, right? I mean, I think if young people knew how great this industry is, how rock solid it is, and how it's not going away. Heating and air is not going away. But for some reason, it's overlooked, and I think that people just don't find their way into our trade. And so that means that there's some limitations. And honestly, Ben, I think there's a lot of contractors who feel like they cannot grow because they can't find people to help grow their business. And frankly, what I want to talk about today is how contractors can actually grow their business without hiring more people. Now, think about that. If you think that you can't grow your business because you can't hire people, that's actually not the case. Of course, I'm talking about growing profitability rather than growing the size of the business. And really, that's what matters. What can you drive to the bottom line? And that's what I'd like to talk about today.
Well, you know, I hear all the time people get into the industry for a variety of different business reasons, and they decide to take all this risk to go start their own business, just like you did. You took all this risk to go start your own business. And usually it's a combination of three things. Maybe they wanted a little bit more time with their family.
Yeah.
Maybe they were looking for, you know, freedom from being able to make their own decisions and kind of chart their own course or their own path. Maybe they're looking for, they feel like they've hit the ceiling and they want to make more money so they can have the nicer things for their family. But so often contractors wake up and they find they have less time, they have less money, they have less freedom. So what are the three things contractors can do to grow profitably with the same staff and the workload that they currently have? How do they get more time, money, and freedom?
Yeah, you know, in one sense, it may sound like magic. You know, how can you grow without growing, you know? But, you know, the fact of the matter is these are really simple things that any contractor, I don't care if you're a small guy or a big guy, any contractor can do these three simple things. And if they do them, it's going to drive to the bottom line. It's going to drive to the profit. Now, I want to mention right at the onset here that at the end of the podcast, I'm going to give a way to get a profit calculator. We're going to talk about these three things. And with this profit calculator, anybody can use their own numbers and their own assumptions and actually see how much they can grow their profit by doing any one of these things. So that's just heads up that we're going to be giving away a free profit calculator at the end of this.
All right. That sounds great.
Yeah. So you want to hear the first one?
I do. What is the first thing?
Okay. So these are, again, there's nothing surprising here, right? I don't think anybody's going to say, oh, I never heard that before. But the reality is that contractors maybe are aware of these three things, but for a multitude of reasons, they just don't do them. And so I'm here today to encourage people to do these three things and to actually create a system, I guess. Yeah, create a system so that they can do these three things consistently. Because that's what, of course, makes the difference, is doing them, but doing them consistently. So the first one is simply nothing more than sell more high-efficiency equipment. Sell more high-efficiency equipment.
You know, that sounds simple, but how in the world does somebody sell more high-efficiency equipment?
Thank you. That's exactly the point. And I know that. You know, when you say something like that, people say, yeah, sure, easier said than done, right? But the fact of the matter is, it is a lot easier than you think. And it starts with simply showing a range of choices every single time. And most important, and here's the key, most important is do not judge a customer. Never go in there thinking, all right, well, this person, you know, needs the least expensive one. Now, I had a contractor share a story with me, and he said he went into a house, and it was kind of a rundown house, and there's a guy sitting in his old recliner, and an old guy in an old house in a not very nice neighborhood. And so the salesperson immediately thought, well, you know, geez, I'll be lucky to get the least expensive thing here. So he quoted him, you know, a down and dirty, cheap system. And the guy said, is that the best you got? And so, yeah. And so he, you know, gave him a couple other choices. And lo and behold, this guy bought a 20-SEER system, probably worth almost as much as his house was worth. Mm-hmm. But that's what he decided to buy. And the point is this. People buy things for their own reasons. Mm-hmm. Okay? It wasn't the salesman's idea, you know? And nor should it be. He bought it for his own reason. And so for that reason, we need to be open and enable people to find their own best choice. So how do you do that? You do that by showing all of your choices every time. So don't go in and just, you know, write one thing down or go back to your office and write up a proposal. Give them all choices up front and let them find the one that works for them. That's the key.
Oh, that's awesome. So you said you got two more points. So that was number one, was to sell more high-efficiency systems. And we do that by making sure we give the customer choices every single time.
That's right.
Regardless of the situation.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
What's the next thing we can do to increase profitability?
Let me just put a little extra on that first point. It's not only a matter of showing the range of choices, but I think even at that point, you should be showing the price and even the monthly payment, even at that point. Because when people see that the higher efficiency system may only be a few dollars a month more than the basic system, it makes it easy for them to choose a higher system. And so you don't want to limit them. Mm-hmm. You want to open the opportunity for them to buy better. And one of the keys to that is actually featuring the monthly payments in the choices that you show. And that makes a whole heck of a lot of difference, because people today really need monthly payments. You know, when you've got systems at the prices that they are today, people need monthly payments.
Yeah, that financing gives them affordability.
Absolutely.
It allows a homeowner to be able to afford the things that they want. Because really, if you think about it, nobody ever goes to the store and says, you know, I want the absolute lowest, you know, lowest value product that I can buy.
Yeah, right.
You know, everybody's never, trying to never, get never. The highest value they can, but it's got to fit within the pocketbook.
That's true. That's human nature, yeah. Right? I mean, who wants something less than what they feel they can get?
Right.
Right? I mean, you don't go buy the cheap thing because it's cheap. You will always buy the very best thing that you feel comfortable that you can afford. Mm-hmm. And that's, again, where the monthly payments come in, because that enables people to afford better things. So, okay, point number one, sell more high efficiency. Do it by showing a range of choices, and do it by showing actual monthly payments for each of those choices, and then let the homeowner sort it out, and they will find their own best choice.
Okay. So what's point number two? I'm excited.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So on that point number one, you can check that out. You can see how impactful it is to sell high efficiency when you use this little profit calculator that we're going to give you.
Okay.
And so you can just put in your own numbers, what you sold last year in equipment, and just dial up the high efficiency levels a little bit and see how that impacts your bottom line. It's a cool thing to do.
And John, what we'll do is we'll have Jessica, actually for all of our guests, we're going to have Jessica put that tool on the HVAC Learning Campus right underneath all of our business tools. And so you'll be able to go into the HVAC Learning Campus, you'll be able to use the tool, and you'll be able to use that to go in there. So you go to www.hvaclearningcampus.com.
Way cool, way cool. All right, so point number two, and again, this is an obvious thing, but people don't generally, contractors don't generally have a system or a way to do this consistently, and that is simply this: sell more upgrades and enhancements. And what I mean by that is consistently sell more IAQ, sell more upgraded controls, sell extended warranties, maintenance contracts. All of those things are high profit items. Mm-hmm. And just by selling a few more of those, it drives straight to the bottom line. And so now, why don't people do that more often? Okay. Well, a lot of times it's because they're afraid of upping their price, okay, and afraid that they might price themselves out of the system. First of all, I want to say, get over the notion of having the lowest price. That is probably the biggest problem in our industry. Our guys are such hardworking contractors. They're salt of the earth people, but they are limiting their own ability to succeed by feeling like they have to have the lowest price. Get over that. You deserve more. And so anyway, on these upgrades and accessories, the key to being able to do that more consistently is to build it into your price. Don't do it like an addition. Build it into the price. And there's a couple great things about that. One is that if you have it built into the price, and let's say there's a price objection, somebody doesn't like your price, common thing. Well, if you have some things built in, you have things to remove to lower your price. So you've got ammunition to lower your price. That's a good thing. The other really great thing about it is that by building it in, you're going to sell more of it consistently because it's there every time. And don't leave it up to your sales guys to maybe add it on sometimes, whatever. Put it into your price. It's kind of like McDonald's, you know, when you buy a Happy Meal or whatever, a number three, it's going to have the Coke and the fries built in. Do you think they sell more Cokes and fries because of that?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And it was a stroke of genius when they came up with that. I'm suggesting that contractors should do the same with indoor air quality products, upgraded controls, extended warranties, and maintenance contracts. Do you have any good extended warranties, Ben?
Oh, I think we have a few. So, you know, it's interesting. So you've talked about this theme of being able to show the pricing and the value of having some sort of systematic way, a repeatable process for people to be able to include all the items in there, to be able to make sure that it's affordable by displaying the financing And it all ties back to just really what this tool solves for. Why do you think so many HVAC contractors don't use a systematic approach to pricing in the field?
That's a great question. You know what, Ben? I think it's nothing more than the fact that they just haven't seen the light. That they just, you know, look, most guys got into this business because they're good with the tools, right? Isn't that the most common thing? Guy's a good technician, and one day he says, hey, I can do this. I should have my own business. And so he goes off and starts his own heating and air business. That's probably the most common thing. And that's great. Congratulations, and God bless you. But they don't necessarily have the insight into how to really handle the business side of it and the marketing side of it and so on. And so that's, you know, where we're here to help. And so the question, why don't they have a system like this? They probably just haven't even seen a system like this. And, you know, nor have they actually even thought about it. So that's, you know, that's the thing I would encourage is check, if you're a contractor, check it out. Check out what kinds of systems there are out there. You know, most of them are software solutions, but check them out and see what really can help you in selling at the kitchen table.
So aren't a lot of contractors, you said the word software, afraid of implementing software in the business because it can be challenging, right? It can be difficult to set up maybe. It can be difficult to get all the information from all my manufacturers. And then, you know, we've experienced a lot of price changes over the last couple of years here as we've gone through. And so every time, then now I have to go back to my platform, I have to update everything. And it's just, how does a contractor manage all of that?
Yeah. Well, first of all, partner with a company that can take you through this comfortably. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a variety of different software solutions out there. Some of them, you know, are gigantic.
Yeah.
You know, and my God, I've heard of cases where it takes a half a year or a year to get these things implemented. And then even at the end of that, you know, it's still kind of clunky. Well, I got to say that my company is at the other end of the spectrum, which is just simple. I mean, we built this thing for small to medium-sized contractors, and we had simplicity in mind. Simplicity for the contractor in terms of its setup and being able to use it, even with the technicians being able to use it without, you know, any complication, and a setup time that is hours instead of weeks.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's, you know, that was our choice, you know, to remain focused on selling at the kitchen table and not, you know, cover all the other things like dispatch and invoicing and all this stuff. But we're just focused on a price presentation tool at the kitchen table.
So tell me about point number three. What is point number three that you wanted to make here?
Yeah, okay. Well, point number three is the big daddy.
Okay.
Point number three makes more impact than the other two by a long shot. And once again, please try out this profit calculator because you'll see that just moving this third measure by a few points will make a huge difference on the bottom line. What do you think it is?
I don't know. I can't wait till you tell me.
All right. So it's simply this. Increase your close ratio. Okay. Easier said than done. Again, right? Easier said than done. But, you know, here's probably the biggest driver for increasing your close ratio. And I've heard this multiple times. If you have a system to give the proposal to the homeowner while you're still with them in the home, you can increase your close ratio by 15 points. I want you to think about that. Typical in our industry is a close ratio of about 30%. This one thing alone can take you up to nearly 50%. And if you're already at a higher close ratio, maybe you're, you know, these are service customers, maintenance account customers, your ratio is going to be a little bit higher. You can still drive it higher by this one thing, and that is provide the proposal in the hands of your customer while you're still with them. Sounds simple. It is simple. But you know what? How many contractors today still size up the home, they go back to their office, they pull out their books, they write up a proposal. The next day, or even the day after that, they're working late at night to get this done, but the next day or the day after that, they come back to the customer with a proposal. And what does the customer say? Customer says, already went with another guy.
Right.
He gave me a price right then and there. You know, that's heartbreaking.
Or the buyer's remorse starts to kick in, or they've got it fixed already and they're going to wait till next year. I mean, there's a whole slew of things that come into it.
I know. And it's heartbreaking. I'm serious. It's heartbreaking. As hard as contractors work, to go back to their office and grind out a proposal, or maybe they have their wife grind out their proposal, whatever, and then to come back the next day with high hopes, only to find out that they were too late, is heartbreaking. And I'm telling you, from the eyes of the homeowner doesn't, they're not happy on the day that they have to get a heating and air system, right? It's not their favorite thing. They only do it once or twice in their life to begin with.
Right.
But on that day when they have to buy it, it's not a happy day. And so they're anxious about it. And, you know, they are going into it with some skepticism. If a contractor can earn their trust, and if he can make them comfortable in finding their decision, and if he can help them to come to a conclusion while he's still with them, that's good for everybody. It's good for the homeowner, too. It's good for the contractor. But it centers on the notion of being able to actually provide, no, one, let the homeowner see the choices, let the homeowner make a good choice, and then pin it down with a proposal right there in the home. In addition to that, having good monthly payment solutions, affordable monthly payment solutions, is the other key to being able to increase your close ratio, right? And so don't leave that to chance. And don't just expect that, hey, the homeowner will take care of paying for this thing. They've got home equity, or they've got a credit card, or they've got this or that. No, don't leave it to chance. Include a good monthly payment option with every offer that you give. And make it easy. Make it easy for the homeowner to get that financing. So have direct access to the loan application there. Now, in our system, they can simply scan a QR code on the proposal, or they can click and get straight to the application. You know, that's another aspect of our thing, is we try to make it easy for people to get the financing. But that's huge, okay? That's absolutely huge. So the two keys to increasing close ratio, and this is the big daddy, is to show the options, offer the monthly payments, and always, always get a proposal into the hands of the customer right then and there. Makes a big difference.
Well, John, these three points, I think, definitely will impact that time, that money, that freedom that many contractors are looking for by helping them drive more profitability. So, John, can you tell me a little bit more about Silver Bullet Price Pages and how a contractor can get involved with that?
Oh, wow. Thank you very much. Silver Bullet actually is built specifically to do the three things that we talked about, right? To sell more high-efficiency equipment, to be able to sell more upgrades and accessories, and to increase the close ratio. That's the three principles of our product, Silver Bullet Price Page. And our website is silverbullet.ac. Bear in mind, it's not .com, silverbullet.ac. And there are two things you can do. If you'd like to get a live demo and see how this thing works and, understand it, go to silverbullet.ac/demo. And that's an easy way to get scheduled. Demo usually takes about a half hour or so. And of course, it's conversational, so ask questions and see if it works for you, see if it's something that you like. The other thing is that profit calculator that we talked about is really cool. Mm-hmm. And you should get that at silverbullet.ac/calculator. And go there and you can download the calculator and play with it, see what your own numbers would be, and see how much you can grow by doing those three things.
All right. Well, thank you so much, John, for joining us today. I really appreciate you being on our podcast here.
It was really fun. Thank you.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. And we look forward to having you on future episodes.
Oh, I'd love to.
All right.
Ben, thank you so much. It was really fun. Thank you.